freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two, it's your show. Take control and bring up anything that's on your mind. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever you want to talk about, you make the call at 800-259-9231. Also, don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of women who have sent us their photograph, and we've posted it very proudly on our website. That's the point of the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest. We just want to show off the lady listeners that we have. And if you're a female listening to the show, you can get in our, you can send your picture in. The details are right there at freetalklive.com. Just click on the Shrine and get all the info that you need to become a part of it. Again, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget,
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
What's going on in Washington, D.C., Manwich?
Voters in Washington, D.C. had voted on Measure 62. This is a measure that says that they want to... Since they don't get to control their tax dollars the way they want to, they at least want to have people that are convicted of drug charges to be treated instead of incarcerated. They just felt like it was a better... The voters in Washington, D.C. felt like this was a better thing to do.
Wait, they voted on this?
It was voted, yes.
So, and it overwhelmingly won, or do we know what the percentage was?
78%.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, if President Bush has a mandate, Measure 62 is sent from God. You know?
That's huge.
78% of the voters said that that's what they wanted.
That's a significant
majority. They want treatment
majority.
Instead of incarceration.
I'm sure if you put it in front of them that that they could just decriminalize it, it'd probably get a decent turnout as well. But, I mean, treatment is certainly better than incarceration. I don't support either one of them because both of them are forcing tax dollars away from individuals and giving it to government programs.
But
nonetheless...
There's less sense in... Putting nonviolent people in jail.
Well, those voters in Washington, D.C.
You can still hold a job when you're being treated for the most part,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Those voters in Washington, D.C. had the votes guaranteed by the Constitution, thrown in the garbage last week.
Well, you could have said throat slit. Basically the same thing.
Yeah. You know, when you can just...
How did they throw it in the garbage exactly?
Federal judges decided that, in fact, Measure 62, which was voted in, was unconstitutional.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they use unconstitutional whenever they just darned well feel like it,
uh-huh.
And when they should use it, they don't.
Right.
So what's unconstitutional about treating somebody instead?
It doesn't say?
The Constitution doesn't mention it. No.
The Constitution doesn't also mention anything.
Actually,
about...
they overturned on a technicality. Excuse me. I guess
they didn't dot the right I or cross the right T.
Apparently, let me read the whole article to you. Voters in Washington D.C. had their votes thrown in the trash last week when a panel of federal judges did the D.C. mayor's dirty work and overturned Measure 62, the treatment instead of incarceration measure that. That 78% of D.C. voters approved in 2002. Enacting this sensible reform in the nation's capital has been a long struggle.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait. This is not a vote that just happened last year. This happened 3 years ago now.
2002, yeah.
Two and a half, 3 years ago. And now it was kind of... I remember that now.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking of it, I remember...
They haven't been letting it go through.
Right, where it was challenged immediately thereafter. They
sure.
Put a freeze... I remember they put a freeze on the vote... After the vote had come out, exit polls were showing, like,
right.
No doubt this thing had passed. The senators or whoever it was, because basically the government of Washington, D.C. is the national government, right?
Well,
they set all
mayor.
The laws.
Mayor.
But they set all the laws for Washington, D.C. proper. And so they put a freeze on the results. They wouldn't let the results out for the longest time. And I guess now they finally said, nope, looks like this was written wrong. We're just going to have to toss it out.
Yep. Overturn the technicality.
Sorry, folks.
Your votes are meaningless.
Yeah.
Only when we want them to be. They're meaningless. It's great. That's wonderful.
But the voters are it's clear that voters want to see treatment instead of incarceration. And that's what everybody wants everywhere.
It really is.
They don't want to incarcerate drug criminals.
No.
They don't.
They're your friends and family members. They're not criminals. I don't like that you put that word after them.
Yeah.
They're drug users. They're people with an addiction. It's a problem, yeah. That's all. It's not a crime.
And most drug users you find aren't the strung out hardcore junkies lying in the road. They're your friends,
Since
your family.
Since I don't participate, I look at it from a very selfish point of view, which is I don't want the reason I want to see legalization of drugs is I don't want my property damaged and I don't want my life threatened for people who need to get their next fix.
Well, plus if you legalize it, then
the prices would come down and I wouldn't have to worry about those things.
Well, plus you shouldn't also want it because it's not a good thing for you to be paying your hard-earned tax dollars to keep these people in prison.
I agree.
These people could end up being friends of yours and possibly family members of yours. I mean, you and I don't know. Usually, most drug users, you don't know that they're drug users. Okay, like you were saying, Jason, most of them aren't strung out lying in an alley somewhere. Most of them are holding down some sort of a job.
Absolutely.
Maybe even have their own business. They have a career that they've been doing for years. And they might like smoking a joint when they get home, or some of them might like to snort some cocaine. Whatever their preference is, they're not hurting you by doing it, and odds are you don't know that they're doing it. I mean, unless you're involved with the drug culture with them, these people are pretty good at hiding their usage. And so you probably don't know that your father snorts cocaine, or that your mother smokes marijuana, or that your best friend is a pothead. You don't know these things unless you're involved with the culture.
It goes back to a couple of years ago with the Rush Limbaugh story when that broke.
Who could have guessed?
Right. We talked about it on the air, and
right.
Of course the guy's a huge hypocrite, but also
he is.
So pretty much the poster boy for responsible drug use. The guy ran and operated a very successful radio and television show. The whole time he was hopped up on goofballs.
If we were 1% as successful as Rush Limbaugh, I'll be happy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's, yeah, exactly. He came into that studio basically on pills every day,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, the reports show
all day, every day, it seems like.
Right? This guy wasn't a recreational drug user. This guy was
hardcore.
This guy's popping them like they're Jolly Ranchers.
Right.
I wouldn't eat 3 or 4 Jolly Ranchers in a day. I don't know what he's popping them like, but there's nothing like I've ever seen.
No, I mean, these things are intense. I mean, he was doing what, oxycodone? Was that what it was?
Cotton?
Yeah.
Oxycontin.
Contin, that's what it is.
Yes, it's synthetic morphine.
Basically, it's heroin.
Hillbilly heroin.
Yeah. Hillbilly heroin.
Which is funny because it's a lot more expensive than heroin.
I don't know why they would come up with the term hillbilly heroin. It seemed like a more sophisticated heroin.
Yeah, well, you don't have to inject it.
Thank God.
Eat it.
That seems more sophisticated.
Yeah, right. I agree with that. I agree. So 800-259-9231, if you've got a comment on this crazy situation from D.C. So the results have been thrown out. Does it have any comment from the people who put this measure forward as far as if they're going to try to get it on in 2006?
Yes, they've absolutely claimed that they're going to get it on. The fight is not over yet. D.C. residents, be on the lookout for an action alert in your inbox soon.
You know, this is perfect evidence to me that the people who are behind the drug war have nothing but bad intentions. They are not, I really find it hard to believe that these individuals believe they're doing the right thing for society by making drugs illegal. Because in the face of something like this, in the face of an overwhelming result like this, 78% distinctively for treatment versus prison, 11 states passing marijuana decriminalization, not decriminalization, but medical marijuana legislation. Various different drug reforms going on all across the country. In the face of public demand for decriminalization / medical marijuana, etc., for lightening up, they continue to push the hard line.
Yep.
They continue to push the war on drugs. They continue to advocate getting more and more money for more and more enforcement. The only reason they could be doing that is because they have bad intentions.
Because they are gaining tremendously.
Yes. Right. Because they're benefiting personally from the war on drugs, and we are all paying the price, regardless if it's just the price in tax dollars, or even worse, the price in jail time out of your life. It's a sad, sad situation. If you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archive. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Easy to download, hour-long chunks, and you just click and take. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just log on at freetalklive.com and they're yours. All right? So we've been talking about the war on drugs. We've been talking about this crazy decision from Washington, D.C., that the they've decided that this vote that got 78% 78% of the voters in Washington, D.C. said, we don't want to incarcerate people anymore for drug crimes. We think they should be treated instead. A very caring vote, I think. I mean, it's certainly a lot more caring to treat someone than incarceration. I don't support either one, but if I was given the choice, it'd be an easy pick.
It is more logical.
Yeah. I don't support forcing people into treatment, just like I don't support forcing them to go into prison. And nor do I think that most drug users need to be treated. If they want to go find their own treatment and they want to check themselves into a clinic, then sure, go for it. But I think it's wrong to force people to do things like that. But nonetheless,
we're talking about drug users, not violent criminals.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Drug users aren't criminals. Unless they get violent to try and...
I think they're more likely to be turned into one by our laws.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Right, if they're looking for drugs and they need to get the money to get the drugs, then they're probably going to rob somebody or take someone's car stereo.
They're certainly potentially much more likely to.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's a very disappointing decision out of Washington. They have basically thrown out the people's votes based on some sort of technicality, claiming it was unconstitutional, when actually virtually everything they do in Washington, D.C., as far as the laws that they pass, are completely unconstitutional. It's interesting, I've been reading Michael Badnarik's book recently. It's Good to Be King, which is his book that he wrote, I guess, around his campaign. It was released right towards the end of his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Nice short book, written real simple, easy to understand.
I saw him on his tour when he was trying to, I guess it's not tour, but I mean, you know, his when he was campaigning, on his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And his speech was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the show a couple days before the election.
He was on the show, like a week or two before the election.
No, it was less than that.
It was about a week.
I think it was a matter of days.
You're right, maybe it was a matter of days. It was that weekend. So that was fun to have him on. And actually, the part I just read in the book was where he goes over the now famous, I think, communist planks. You hear them all the time.
Yes.
On talk radio, the
mm-hmm.
10 different communist planks,
mm-hmm.
and how many of them that we've achieved here in this nation. It's really,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard them before and everything, but it's really just staggering to read them again and read his analysis of each one. We're a communist state now, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a communist nation that masquerades as though we're free. It's fascinating.
I'm sure they all do, though, don't they?
I don't know. Do you think that North Korea masquerades as though it's a free nation?
I bet you the Soviet Union did.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I didn't live there.
Well, North Korea has started putting out television programming, naming names and addresses of men with long hair.
That's right.
Yeah, what?
It's a whole television series, actually, dedicated to how long your hair and what style of hair you should have.
I think the argument is that long hair saps needed oxygen.
That's right.
From
yeah,
the
we
brain.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it saps your energy. It saps your life source.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap, basically. But that's communism for you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Here's another communist program for you. One of our favorite legislators, Ron Paul, has this to say. He titles this, Psycho Feds Target Children. Every parent in America should be made aware of a presidential initiative called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. Remember, they just love spreading that word around.
Yeah, they love
freedom. Freedom. If they say it enough times, it must be true.
Yep.
Seems to work.
Well, it says freedom on it.
Yeah.
Must be good.
This commission issued a report last year calling for the mandatory mental health screening of American school children.
Mandatory? That
what a bad idea
so
that is.
Well, it's free, mandatory health screening.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no, you're paying for it through your tax dollars.
No,
meaning
sure.
Millions of kids will be forced to undergo psychiatric screening, whether their parents consent or not.
Ooh.
Yeah, back in the old days, back when I was in high school, middle school, they'd have, like, the day where all the kids got kind of sized up. They'd take your height, they'd take your weight,
mm-hmm.
and your eye color or whatever else that they recorded. And they always sent out a little permission slip for that, where your parents had to sign off on it. Or maybe they'd have to sign to not have you do it, or something like that. But there was something, at least, back then. Now, they're just going to go ahead and do it. At this issue is the fundamental right of parents to decide what medical treatment is appropriate for their children. Forced mental health screening simply has no place in a free or decent society. And, of course, that's just proof that we're not a free or decent society. The government does not own you or your kids. And it has no legitimate authority to interfere in your family's intimate health matters. Psychiatric diagnoses are inherently subjective, and the drugs regularly prescribed produce serious side effects, especially in children's developing brains. The bottom line is that mental health issues are a matter for parents, children, and their doctors, and not the government. Ron Paul's right, but unfortunately he's probably the one man in Congress who thinks that way.
I'd have to say so.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
all the rest of them want to help, you know, and they think they know what the best way to help.
Unfortunately, however, the Mental Health Screening Initiative received funding from House and Senate appropriators in the 2005 federal budget. This funding allows states to create or expand mental health screening programs with your tax dollars. More importantly, the commission recommends a broader federal program in the near future. Of course, once one program is started, it never stops. Once a government program has been created, it is guaranteed to grow the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that.
That's just the way it works. It's the way it has worked, it's the way it works now, and it's the way it's going to work if...
So, you know, it's interesting trying to predict the growth of government programs. I mean, because we know, you know, the general rules. We know the kind of like the base rules for a government program. It will get more expensive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They will change the program.
It will have unintended consequences.
Unintended consequences, absolutely. So what are some of the ways that a mandatory children health screening program might change?
It seems like it's going to do the opposite of what it's intended to do. So if
what,
you're
you mean it won't screen kids?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. It won't screen kids. It won't find the kids that are crazy, and it will find kids that aren't crazy.
And put them on drugs and make them crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking maybe eventually it'll be turn into like a parent screening program, too. Like, okay, well, this has been pretty successful. We've had your kids coming in here, and now we're going to mandate that if your kids are going to government schools, that the parents get screened.
Oh, yeah, because we've found that your child has... little bit of mental problems,
right,
so...
we want to see if it runs in the family.
Yeah.
We want to make sure your children are safe.
Maybe you all need drugs.
It's difficult to predict these things,
well,
though.
Well, if I can think of it, some bureaucrat can.
Yeah, sure.
Unfortunately, however, this is Ron Paul again, the Mental Health Screening Initiative received from... More importantly, last fall, I introduced an amendment to eliminate any funding for the proposal in a year-end spending bill. Although the amendment failed, the response to my office was overwhelming and highly supportive. The notion of federal bureaucrats ordering potentially millions of youngsters to take psychotropic drugs like Ritalin strikes an emotional chord with American parents who are sick of relinquishing more and more parental control to government. Are they really that sick, though, Ron Paul? Are these American parents really sick and tired of the government controlling their lives? It doesn't seem like it.
Well, he says it, and so you will be. Sick of the government relinquishing more control to the government.
Well, I mean, maybe once they once their attention is drawn to this particular issue, they'll disagree with it. But they don't mind the government educating their kids, because then it takes the responsibility off of them. That's how government grows. It removes responsibility from individuals. It says, whoa, we'll make it easy for you. You don't have to decide where to send your kids to school. Just give them to us for 8 hours a day, and we'll take care of them. It's going to be okay. This is your show, Free Talk Live. More coming up, 800-259-9231, and your calls as well. If you make them, take control.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Carotech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You got a comment on what we're talking about? The mandatory health screening of children? You can make it. Or if you want to change the topic, you can do that as well. Because you can literally control this show at 800-259-9231. 9231, plus you can log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something new that you need to know about the show, you're the first to find out if you remember the updates list, and it's very simple to become one. Just click on updates at freetalklive.com. Sign up. Takes maybe a minute or two of your time. It's secure. It's Yahoo's. We're tied in with Yahoo there, so if you trust Yahoo, then you'll trust this. Okay, if you don't, that's your problem. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're talking about what Ron Paul has to say about this new government program that's going to, they call it the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. And they have basically said, this commission has said that all American school children in government schools must be screened for mental health problems. Now, from the experience that I've had with mental health disorders, the conversations we've had over the years on this show with people who allegedly have had them or have had children who allegedly have had them, it really seems to me like a lot of it's just total bunk.
Yeah.
Like a lot of this ADD and the ADHD, I don't really think, I think what I'm saying is maybe there really are some people that have it, but I think a lot of people are misdiagnosed.
I think
if you walk into a psychiatrist's office and say, I think my kid has ADD, I'll bet you come out with a kid that has ADD.
Could very well be, because that's business for the psychiatrist.
Sure.
You're going to say, Manwich interrupted you.
Slipped my mind. Okay, and if a kid's unruly in class, I think that the teachers, it's just a hell of a lot easier to do your job. And if you're some government bureaucrat some care, some don't, right? If you're some government bureaucrat, it'd be a lot easier if the kid was sedated, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get kids that are just naturally hyperactive. I mean, I was a pretty hyperactive kid, and if these drugs
is bad.
if these drugs were around and as widespread as they are today, I probably would have been put on some sort of mind-altering drug.
Well, I would hope that if my situation was the same, that my parents would say no to it. But this is something that happens around the country, is a teacher will single out a student who's maybe misbehaving, and frequently a reason for that is they're just not being challenged by the course, because our government school system has this one-size-fits-all communist mentality that they can't really tailor the classes to the individual kids in that class. They have to teach to the lowest common denominator in the class, and so if you're relatively intelligent in a class full of nimrods, then you're going to be bored to tears, and of course you're going to be acting out. Of course you're going to be, throwing spitballs. You've got nothing else to do with your time. You're bored.
Or you could go to the honors classes, but as far as I've seen, honors classes are pretty much just the same material with a lot more work to do.
Yeah, right? So kids act out, the teachers report them, and then they get diagnosed, or actually some schools have said, you either put your kids on these drugs or we're not going to teach to them anymore, which to some parents should be a message that maybe we should look into private education. But parents are kind of brainwashed with this whole, government education is my only option, I'm already paying for it, so I should get my money's worth. That's kind of the mentality I think a lot of parents have. Like, they want to get their money's worth somehow from the government education system and somehow make it work, when that's just not possible. It's just not ever going to happen that way. And so in order to keep their kids having that free government education, they're going to put their kids on some drugs.
Sure, because drugs are medicine, and medicine makes you better, right?
Dope them up. That's what it is. It's dope for kids, basically. Yeah. And now we're talking about mandatory screening all school children? Well, according to Ron Paul, he introduced a bill known as the Parental Consent Act of 2005. It was shot down, and... according to the first this legislation strikes a vital blow for parents who oppose government interference with their parental authority and strengthens the fundamental right of parents to direct and control the upbringing and education of their children. Well, if we really wanted to strengthen parents' ability to bring their kids up, then we would abolish government's education altogether.
Yes, we would.
Government control of education is the number 10 plank on the Communist Manifesto.
Sure it is.
Yep.
And government has been controlling education in this country for over 50 years. As a matter of fact, according to Michael Badnarik's book, in 1953, before the education department, or whatever it was called something different back then, before it was formed, our kids were number one in math and science. Now we're 21st.
Hmm, how about that?
But we spend 10 times as much.
Right, of course we do. And every year, education is so bad, we need to... give more money to education.
We need to fix education. Give some more of your tax dollars to these kids. They deserve it. They're your children.
If there was ever a time for a toilet sound effect, now would be it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't ready.
Oh, well.
So anyway, Ron Paul says it's important to understand that powerful interests, namely federal bureaucrats and pharmaceutical lobbies, are behind the push for mental health screening in schools. There's no end to the bureaucratic appetite to run our lives, and the pharmaceutical industry is eager to sell psychotropic drugs to millions of new customers in American schools. Only tremendous public opposition will suffice to overcome the lobbying and bureaucratic power behind the president's new Freedom Commission. And so then Ron Paul asks you to tell everyone you know about his little bill, H.R. 181, and ask them to call their representatives, like that's going to make a damn bit of difference.
Right.
I've almost completely given up on that, as you know, that venue of calling your representatives, because it seems like any time, and I've done it before, I've made the calls.
Same here.
I've sent the emails, and it seems like that all you get is a form letter. It's so impersonal. It just doesn't feel like it does anything. Maybe I'm wrong.
Doesn't feel like you're being represented?
No, absolutely not. In fact.
I just can't imagine how a letter or an email to your representative has more effect than a guy who's a lobbyist right up there. You know, they're buds,
money
all these
in their
people
face.
They do.
Yeah.
All these people, these perks, all the things that go on. I just don't think that you, part of my voting constituency, one person doesn't matter.
No, yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter. And plus, their opinions apparently are more important than the people that they're representing.
They know better anyway.
Like, well,
please.
Yeah, well, I've gotten emails back from... I've emailed Catherine Harris, for instance. She's one of our representatives here in the Florida, the area of Florida that we're in.
Quite and infamous.
Yes, she's very infamous. I've emailed her in regards to legalization of marijuana or decriminalization or medicalization or whatever the issue was. And you do, in some cases from some bureaucrats, get back a form letter that they have ready to send out to all the people who have a certain position. Like to all of the activists that want to make a change to the drug laws. She's got a form letter that she sends out to him saying, well, no studies have shown that marijuana has any sort of positive effects, and therefore I can't vote to make this legal.
Oh, yes. I am deeply concerned about this issue, and I will continue to look at the facts. Thank you, signed X.
No, she doesn't even say that. She says, well, there's no evidence, so we shouldn't make it legal. She doesn't care what her constituents think. How many people are writing her in order to keep it legal? Not very many. I wouldn't think. Anyway, so I just think it's a total waste of time to do that sort of thing. But I'm not telling you not to do it. I mean, if you can, then go for it. If you can somehow get in front of these individuals and ask them their opinion or give them your opinion face-to-face, I think that would be a lot better. But most of these things are being read by the aides in the department.
Yeah.
And not actually being read by the individual themselves.
I can't imagine that Catherine Harris licked the envelope that...
Hell no!
...that sent you a form letter.
Some flunky intern bureaucrat did that.
I probably know the guy.
And if you're lucky, they pass the word on to her. But that's about it. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we're moving to New Hampshire, where there's over 400 individual citizen representatives that get paid $100 a year. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're inside hour number two of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, we want to talk to you about it at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on, tune in to the live stream that we have. You, anytime that we're on the air live, which is, of course, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern, and also we've got our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern, although we may have some news about that Saturday show coming soon, so be sure you're signed up for our updates at freetalklive.com so you can be the first to know about it. But again, live streaming right there on the house at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones because this is the show about your calls. And when you make your calls, we go right to them, literally interrupting the things we were doing before and talking to Rick in Paris, France. Again, proof that we are indeed a worldwide. So I think this is the first call ever from France. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live, Rick.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Quite well.
You're on with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, how are you doing? I'm just calling and just got a couple of civil questions. One is I'm just wondering why the United States government isn't recognizing the fact that the Saudi royal family was aware of 911 before it ever happened. I worked for Prince Turki bin Abdullah, who was the crown prince's son, and I worked for him for over 5 years. He fired me the day after 911. I was with him here in Paris, France, where I've been living for 15 years.
Why did you get fired?
You got me. You know, you'd think they would be more consolid, you know, more consolid.
Huh?
Better, you know, you think they'd be nice to somebody like me, an American, after 9/11. But basically, Prince Abdullah and his family were American haters all the way up until 9/11. You know, the Prince Turkey used to tell me all the time how much he hated Americans. Me living in France, I mean, I was just my job. I just, you know, I would listen to it. But about 6 months before 9/11, Prince Turkey mentioned to me about some planes and some things that were going to happen in the United States. So I went to the American Embassy, of course, in Paris, France, and basically stated my, you know, what I had to say to the embassy. I said, listen, you know, I've worked for Prince Turki bin Abdullah. His father's Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. He's talking about airplanes in the United States. I think when I go to the United States, I think you should be aware that he's going over there, and you should be aware that he is anti-American. Well, they just shut me down. They said, listen, we don't want nothing to do with this. Just go. After 9/11 happened, of course, you know, it all came together, and they realized, like I realized, that there was some inside information on this. Well, when I flew back to the United States, the first thing the American government did was throw me in jail on some phony charges, kept me 5 hours against my civil rights.
Really?
Handcuffed in the back of a Texas Rangers police car.
No kidding.
Nope, for no reason at all. None reason. 5 hours, they wouldn't tell me why I was in jail. And then, hey, I thought they were going to kill me. These guys were walking around. It was the weirdest situation I've ever been in my life. I said,
wow.
Listen, if this has anything to do with the Saudi royal family, I give up right now. I'll keep my mouth shut. They didn't say anything. They took me into the police station. They said, listen, you're wanted on warrants in Georgia for bad checks. I said, listen, I've never been to Georgia. Well, it turns out that about 6 months before that, some guy, American guy in America, came up to me and tried to sell me some, you know, passports and said, hey, if you ever, we know you work for the Saudi government. We know that you're on the fallouts with them now. If you have any problems, we can give you some passports out of Georgia. Well, it all came together in Texas, of course. When I refused the passports, I said, you know, I'm not hiding from these people. You know, I worked for them for over 10 years. There's just one question I want to ask the American people and the American government is, why are we not talking about Saudi Arabia's nuclear weapons and the fact that they bought them from the Chinese government over 10 years ago and they're being manned and pointed at America as we speak? Weapons of mass destruction in Saudi Arabia. I'm a witness to it. I've told the American government time in and time out. They have nothing to say to me. They've kicked me basically out of my own country.
How'd you get back to France?
Of course they let me out 5 hours later, you know, basically a warning. They had four guys follow me. When I went to the airport the next day, four guys followed me to the airport. They had me followed up and down. I mean, basically scare tactics. These guys, they look like they're out of a cartoon, you know, they look like they have a cartoon series. I mean, just, you know, 400 pounders basically in the plane with me. You know, they have no charges on me. They have nothing. But I realized that, you know, opening my mouth against the Saudi Arabian government with the current administration is just suicide. So I basically had no leeway to stay in the United States. So I got back.
Considered writing a book?
So
yeah, my book is coming out. I'm writing it as we speak in France.
Okay, well, that's great. So you're saying that... You're saying there are nuclear weapons in Saudi Arabia and they're pointed at the United States?
Oh, yeah, and that's why we have nothing to say about the involvement of the 15 hijackers from Saudi Arabia.
Huh.
That's why President Bush blacked out 21 pages of the 911 Commission's report on Saudi Arabia. Is because, and they are Chinese manned. They are not manned by Saudi Arabian nationals. They are manned by communist Chinese nationals.
According to you, Rick.
According to me, I'm a witness to it. I've been in Saudi Arabia many, many times and have witnessed the fact that they have Chinese missiles. I mean, the missiles I saw with my own two eyes, okay, because the prince I work for, he's in the National Guard, and he's also a F-15 pilot.
We're taking your word for it, Rick.
Now, isn't the Saudi royal family in cahoots with the Bush family?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, up to the rednecks. And let me tell you something right now. The fact of the matter is they're willing to violate people's civil rights like my own, people that were patriot enough to go into the embassies and warn them about some future terrorist activities. Now,
well, you should have known that was going to just be pointless. I mean, because they're bureaucrats, and
I would have thought that that's my job.
They sit around and they eat donuts all day. I mean, it doesn't matter if you come in and tell them that you know about a plot to kill the president. They'll just say, "Oh yeah, come on."
Yeah, and then they'll shoot the messenger. You know, that's what they did to me, basically. After 9-1-1, I mean, France, you know, after we invaded Iraq, of course, France just closed down all the American institutions.
Rick, fascinating allegations. We'd like you to log on at freetalklive.com. If you want to plug your book online, you're welcome to do that. We can't let you do it here, though. And
I'm not going to plug my book until it comes out.
So, log on at freetalklive.com. We're out of time for you, buddy, but thanks for calling in. Keep listening. 800-259-9231. Interesting allegations. Literally anything goes on this show.
Yeah, intriguing.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hey, gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim & Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it. 1-800-622-THIN.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and do what we suggested that Rick do. I mean, he's got a book that he's writing about his situation over there in the Middle East with his allegations, which interesting.
Pretty heavy allegations.
And I said, go ahead. I was kind of pleased that he didn't try
to plug his book. There's no obvious holes in his story. Make that clear. Could have happened.
Well, he could have made it all up, too.
I'm just saying, it could have happened.
Yeah, it could have happened, and I don't know, in my opinion, the guy sounded legit.
He did sound legit. You're right about that.
We've had fake callers before.
Yeah, and it sure as hell was an interesting story, you know, the part about him getting picked up when he came back to the States, held in the back of an SUV for 5 hours, that sort of thing. Something that I don't wish to happen to anybody. But anyway, so I was kind of pleased that I didn't know that he was going to have a book. You kind of had the intuition there, man, which asked him if he had his own book that he was writing.
How could he not have a book? With that kind of story, how could he not have a book?
Well, anyway.
Have a book that he was writing.
I think the only thing that lends credibility, the biggest thing that lends credibility, is that he didn't try to plug his book.
It's true.
Like, even
but
when
he can plug it on our website at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, right, even when we brought it up, he didn't try to do it. So we said, go ahead, go to freetalklive.com, log into the bulletin board system, and plug away there. I mean, we're not going to charge you for it there. Not a problem. So the BBS, there's hundreds of users there. There are thousands of posts. Everything from flame wars to intellectual interaction and everything in between. So be sure you log on and check it out. More foreign affairs, Jason. Where are we going next?
More scary foreign affairs. We're going to Nepal. That's right. That little country, it's just north of India. It's going to hop, skip, and a jump over away from that that outpost of tyranny, Myanmar.
Okay.
Well, Nepal's king dismissed the government and declared a state of emergency on Tuesday.
What?
At the same time, effectively cutting off the troubled Himalayan nation by suspending phone, internet, and most air links.
Wow.
Now, professing himself a champion of multi-party democracy,
yeah,
King Gyanendra announced on state-run TV that he had sacked the country's multi-party government. He said he would establish a council of ministers under his chairmanship and suggested that security forces would be given greater powers to combat a growing Maoist insurgency. And it doesn't end there. In a statement, the king also suspended the constitutional freedoms of press, speech, expression, freedom to assemble people.
Yeah, we wouldn't want those Maoists to take control and do anything similar.
No. Yeah, thank goodness this guy's at the reins. And the constitutional protection against news censorship and preventative detention, the Associated Press reported.
It's always nice to have a constitution you can just suspend one day when you feel like it, huh?
Oh, yeah. That is nice.
I mean, at least our politicians have had to really work at it. You know, they've had to really chip away at our constitution.
Right. Yeah.
This guy can just say, goodbye.
Hey, at least this guy's honest about it.
That's true.
He's not trying to...
Give him some credit for that.
He's not trying to... erode,
no double speak here.
He's not trying to erode at the Constitution while claiming it's freedom.
Still a free nation, right.
Well, you got to wonder what tipped him over the edge, you know? At one point he had a government, constitutional government, and all that other good stuff, and
oh, yeah,
then I decided to suspend it all.
Oh, yeah, there's some straw broke the camel's back. And
I wish we could just abolish all of our government tomorrow, but not in the way that he did it. 800-259-9231. We got more coming up. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything, which you can do because you can literally control this show. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. Dial in 800-259-9231.
If you're tired...